changing the articulation when you get higher. It becomes more T sounding and less L or D sounding. La, 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 la. It becomes too, try to keep that tongue up and down instead of back and forth. More vertical, less horizontal. And no, under the lower mellophones, you've got to understand good tone quality. Don't go beyond that at the louder dynamic levels. Sometimes it was getting too loud and you're not playing with your trios. You've got to match volume, you've got to match pitch, okay, with the people on either side of you. That's playing with your trio. You're the person in the middle, you play with the person on your right, you play with the person on your left. And if all the trios work together, then it's perfectly balanced. And if you ever watch today's drum corps, you'll hear trio 100 times a day.
What's the tempo of this?
66. It is.
Yeah. And please finish phrases. Don't cut out before you get to the end of the phrase. And I'd rather have you cut out and take a breath before the end of the phrase if the end of the phrase is going to start going like this dynamically. Okay, so you've got to push to the end of the phrase. And I think I told you last week, don't let the bar lines determine the beginning of the phrase. The pickups are just as important. Okay, let's go eight for nothing.
I have a question.
Yep. The horns are coming down at the end. Just stand here in reference to the rest of the video.